بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد sending gifts on the occasion of a nikah سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم had just contracted a marriage to أم المؤمنين سيدة زينب رضي الله تعالى عنها When his mother, that is the mother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, her name was Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, said to him, wouldn't it be nice to send something to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's home? He agreed and his mother prepared a dessert that was made with dates, cheese and ghee, that is clarified butter. When it was done, She sent it with him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter instructed Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhum himself to invite the people to his home whereafter a walima took place. Choosing the most opportune time to confer one's gift, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the people were aware of the fact that amongst all the azwaj, all the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fondest of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subsequently, if they wished to send any gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would anticipate her turn. Note, a gift has to be given on an occasion when it will give the most joy or happiness to the one that will be receiving it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will spend one night at each wife's home. Thus they waited for Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's turn. Giving gifts to non-Muslim relatives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu a silken set of clothes. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave this gift to his non-Muslim brother who was living in Makkah Mukarramah. Note, one can give to one's non-Muslim relatives, however, this should not be an expression of any attachment to them, as this is impermissible. There should be an underlining, sincere motive for giving them a gift, and that is to encourage them to accept the deen of Allah. Giving the closest neighbor, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, that she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which neighbor should she give a gift as she had two neighbors. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directed her to give it to the neighbor whose door was closer to hers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.